You're listening to Network Marketing Monsters with Chris and Brian Jones. How do network marketers like us, who realize the untapped potential of network marketing, scale and automate our business without relying on friends, family, or coworkers? How are the top guys attracting talent and building their teams so they can enjoy the lifestyle they've always dreamed of and give back to those in need? That is the million-dollar question, and this podcast will give you the answer. Join us on our journey as we learn, apply, and share real marketing tips for network marketers. This is Network Marketing Mobsters Radio.
Hey, what's going on? Episode 5 tonight. How's everybody doing? Digging this podcast. It's so much fun to get behind the mic. And who am I, Eminem? Get behind the mic. Anyways, I just like doing this podcast. I like getting behind the mic, talking, sharing my stories and my thoughts. I'm not going to lie, editing all this is kind of a pain in the ass. I was having trouble with iTunes. It was, anyways. But yeah, I'm glad to be here, episode 5. And today, what I'm going to talk about real briefly is story. The power of story. You know, recently I was... last week, I went to Boise, Idaho there's about probably like 10 or 15 of us who flew out to Boise, Idaho to meet with Steve Larson and Colton Woods. Steve Larson, in case you don't, if you never heard of him, I talked about him on the podcast a couple of times. Genius, man. He's a smart guy, great guy, very likable, very smart. He was actually the 2 Comma Club coach for ClickFunnels. And besides him, I think Russell Brunson's probably the only person who's built more success or built more sales funnels than Steve Larson. So to fly out there and to learn for 2 days from him was a blessing. And I have so much notes and so much, I have so many things that I need to create, but I've learned. Actually, that was probably the best takeaway that I left with was learning how to structure everything that needs to be done and prioritize it. Because like many entrepreneurs, I'm ADHD, so all these things that I know I have to be working on, I didn't put them in order. So I'm kind of working on this, working on that, working on this thing over here. And in the meantime, nothing's getting accomplished. So when I left Boise, we had what do we call it? An execution strategy. Let me look through my notes here, make sure I got the right term. It's not a big deal, but I just wanted to, yeah, execution strategy. So I know exactly what I need to do and when I need to do it and what I don't need to do at the moment, which is just as important. So my first thing is publish. So that's why I'm publishing these podcasts, and I need to work on my publishing funnel. And if you don't know what that is, I'll tell you in the next couple episodes. It's basically a sales funnel where the listeners like yourselves can go and find out more information about. And that's something that you guys can do as well, you know, inside your own network marketing business. Publish content, create that likability, and create some of the persuasion techniques that I learned and the attractive character, stuff like that. Then I got to fill out the design sheet, which I already did. Funnel giveaway. Yay. Work on my content. I'm working on video content for the publishing funnel. And then I'm going to eventually give it out to you guys for free. So yeah, just press and record, man. That's the number one step, is to get the game going. But yeah. So we talked about in Boise about a story. There's a book called Competitive Strategy, and here's how it went. The first day we were in Boise, like the first hour, he brought out this book called Competitive Strategy and started going over the features of the book. You know, it's like 400, it's 300 pages. It's a great book on competitive strategy. It's going to help you with your sales. Who wants to buy it? And we were all kind of like, okay, maybe it's a good book, maybe not, who cares? But then he went into a story, and it went something like this. Okay, so this is Steve Larson telling the story now, okay? My wife and I have been in a big fight, and you know, I've been trying for years to to come up and provide for my family. And there's two thoughts going in my mind. Should I quit? Should I get a job? Or do I just keep pushing through? And we have been fighting over money, and I just felt like a failure because I can never provide for my family. And I've been trying so hard. I've been learning so many strategies and marketing skills and tactics, but nothing was working for me. And, you know, it was bleeding into our marriage. You know, I felt like a failure. She was fussing, and she was worried about me not being able to provide. So we got into a fight, and I just left the house, and I started walking. I was walking downtown trying to clear my head, just thinking about, what should I do? Do I need to give up this entrepreneur game, or do I need to double down and focus harder? Well, I just don't know what to do. I didn't know what to do, so I was walking down the street, and I just passed a bookstore, and I was feeling depressed. I was feeling sad and anxious, and I had that feeling in my stomach. And as I was passing this bookstore, I looked straight ahead, and there was this guy across the street sitting on a bench reading a book. And I could just tell this guy had money. You know, he was wearing this fancy suit. The suit looked like it cost more than my car, you know. And he was wearing this gold watch, I could tell, because he was probably like 50 feet away. And he's reading this book, and I kind of walk a little closer to it and try to make out what the book is. But this guy, he just reeked of authority. He reeked of wealth. You know, you just tell. He custom-made suit. But anyway, and as I was walking closer, a limousine pulled up, and the driver got out of the car, and he went around and opened up the back seat. And at this point, I didn't want the guy to leave. I wanted to know what this book was, because whatever he was doing, I wanted to do. I wanted to model what this guy was doing, because he just looked like, if you looked up success in the dictionary, you know, I would have seen his face. So I went up. I was like, sir, excuse me. And the driver was baffled. He almost looked kind of worried. He kind of like, but the guy waved him on and said it was okay. So I was like, sir, I was just watching you from a distance, and you just look like somebody I need to model after. What book are you reading? What books do you recommend? And the guy kind of took a deep breath and was like, it was almost like he had been asked that before several times. So it wasn't his first time. That's what the impression he gave off of. And he said, you know, this book changed my life. This book is called Competitive Strategy. And it's a 365-day course that you need to do. So I passed that bookstore. I actually went inside the bookstore and bought Competitive Strategy. And it has changed my life. My numbers and my business are at an all-time high. My relationship with my wife is the best because she knows that I can provide. My self-esteem, my confidence is high because I know that I can provide for my family. And this book and the strategies that it gives me, that it gave me, and the nuggets that I took from this book, I can't sing enough praises. So if I have this affiliate link below, and if you click this link as a way for me to say thank you for your purchase, I'm going to give you an audiobook. Because if you're like me, maybe you don't like reading. I don't like reading. If I can choose between audiobook and a physical copy, I would choose an audio just because it helps me. I'm also going to give you a checklist on everything that's in this book. And I'm going to tell you everything that you need to know and how you can implement this. All right, and end. So basically, the point of that story was to show you that story or the context amplifies the value. And the way value is created is through story. So when he first went over and just started telling us the features and how many pages in the book and what the book entails, okay, you know, that's great and all. I'm sure it's a good book. But when he shared the story about how it worked and what he was feeling, how he was feeling at the moment, and how it changed his life and how it changed his business, that was a whole different animal. And, you know, that's another thing that I just took away from the Boise trip was story amplifies the value. He also talked about, and this actually, I'm going to share a story with you guys real fast, and then I'm going to hop off, about the American flag. I was actually Googling, not Googling, I went on Amazon and typed in American flag, and I saw $7 all the way up to like $20 for an American flag. You know, just a regular flag that, you know, mom and dad would fly outside their house. Nothing to think of. Okay, $8, cool, yeah, let me get it. Well, in 2009, 2 days after Memorial Day, I actually did deploy to Iraq, and I left on Memorial Day. I left North Carolina. I left Pope Air Force Base, which is on Fort Bragg, and as I left, I didn't know this at the time as I was in North Carolina, but in Iraq, at the very place that I was working, the same building, there was a mortar attack, and two airmen were severely injured. Two of them lost their legs, or one of them lost both legs, and I think the other one, I forget how bad he was, but there was a mortar attack, and at the recreation place that I was about to become the NCOIC of, which is the non-commissioned officer in charge. But anyways, I had just started dating Blair at the time, my wife, and I wanted to make a good impression. We had just been dating for 3 months, and I wanted her dad to like me, and I wanted, you know, I just wanted to let her know everything was going to be okay, because this was a special relationship and I didn't want to lose it. So what I decided to do was I took this American flag I bought at the BX when I got there, and you know, working at the recreation facility, you get to know everybody on base. So I got really friendly with a couple of pilots. One was a lieutenant colonel and one was a major. Both were very pretty, by the way. Women, you know. Anyways, they took care of themselves. But anyway, I asked them, I was like, hey, I have this flag, this American flag that I was hoping you guys could fly over during an operation for me. And they're like, yeah, sure, cool, no problem, yeah. So I gave them the flag, and like a week later, or a couple days later, they flew it over during a mission over Iraq. So that flag was flown over Iraq during Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom. And they got this certificate made and this plaque made. And, you know, I brought it home and I gave it to Blair's dad, and he was just so grateful and taken aback. He hung it up on his wall. Everybody that would come over, he would proudly show it off, and it just made me feel a lot. It made me feel great, you know. And I was happy to do it for him, and I was happy. I was grateful that the officers did that, and they presented the flag. It was nicely folded up, and I put it inside like a frame, you know, where the flag was presented with the certificate underneath it, and he put it on his wall, and it was amazing, you know, it was great. So if I was to tell you that story, do you think that that flag's value raised a little bit? I'm thinking it did, you know. It's worth way more than $20. You know, it flew over during a mission, an official mission on Operation Iraqi Freedom. I mean, come on. It flew in the plane, C-130, I believe. I don't know what plane it was, what kind of plane it was. But yeah, it definitely did. It flew over Iraq. And so that just raises the value. And if you can take away one thing from this podcast episode is story amplifies value. And the way value is created is through story. So if you're going to become a marketer inside network marketing and not just rely on friends and family and become a commodity, because there's so many people selling your same product inside your company. That's the truth. You want to get good at storytelling. And trust me, I know I'm not an expert. I'm not a guru. I have plenty of practice that I need to do. And that's another reason for this podcast. The more I do, the better I get, the more I can share with you guys. And hopefully you guys will take the advice and go on and do it yourselves and learn storytelling. Ryan Fletcher is a real estate guy. He's somebody I look up to. He's actually the one that got Chris and I into podcasting on the Jones Zone podcast inside our real estate business. And he stresses stories so much. He goes into Starbucks every morning at 5 a.m., writes down his content, practices his storytelling, and it's helped him tremendously. He's launched several businesses that are just killing it. But anyways, story creates context, and product rarely sells itself. Okay, dokie. Thanks for joining me. I'm about to go watch Game 7, Golden State versus Houston. By the time you're listening to this, you will know who won if you follow basketball. I'm going to go ahead and predict another Cleveland Cavaliers versus Golden State in the NBA Finals. All right, mobsters, take it easy. I'm thinking of a cool. Okay, before I go, I need your guys' help. I need a cool like outro when I say bye, because I always feel like this is really weird as far as just saying, okay guys, see you on the next episode. I want like this cool thing to say, like that ties into network marketing mobsters. So think Goodfellas, Casino. Oh, okay, something like this. And remember, okay, I think I got it. I don't think I need your help anymore. Okay, I think I got it. But if you, okay, I'll still take suggestions. But here it is. And remember, never rat on your friends and always keep your mouth shut. Huh? Goodfellas. How do you like that? Always keep your mouth shut except when you're doing a no. Okay, just don't think too much into it. That's what I'm gonna leave you guys with. All right. Thanks for joining me on episode 5. And remember, what was it? Shit. Okay, always, oh, damn it, I forgot. Thanks for joining me on episode 5. And as always, remember, never rat on your friends and always keep your mouth shut. Boom. Take it easy, guys.
What's up, mobsters? Thanks for listening to the show. If you want more information on marketing and how you can get what we talk about in your business, head over to networkmarketingmobradio.club/join the mob and sign up for a free mini course on marketing for your network marketing business. And please, if you enjoyed this episode, please give us a review and a 5-star rating. Thanks, Pisons.